Hello everyone, welcome to Clickbait and Cauldrons, an actual play D&D podcast. This is our fifth episode and is part of a series we like to call Module Madness, where we play through different campaigns made available by the game designers of Dungeons & Dragons. We thought this would be a great place to start out before we get into our homebrew campaign. The current campaign we are playing is The Dragon of Icespire Peak. This is one of the introductory campaigns to D&D, so hopefully listening to this inspires you to play with some of your friends. We wanted to let everyone know that there are some moments in here where the audio might sound a little echoey. We tried to mitigate most of this through our editing process, but there are still some moments where it's noticeable. We apologize for this in advance. This series features myself, Michael Alcott, as the Game Master, and Bryn Jones as the player. Bryn plays two tiefling siblings, Mervyn and Elrin Bloodbane. I play all other characters throughout the game, although most notably Hogo Firefist, a half-orc druid and a member of our party. Last we left off our protagonists, they had headed out to Umbridge Hill to check in on Adabra Gwyn, a woman who is living far outside the city of Phandalin, to warn her of incoming danger due to a young white dragon that had been spotted in the area. However, danger had already found its way to her, as a giant manticore was raging and flying around her home, trying to find food and a place to live. After talking to Mandy the manticore a little more to figure out the situation, our party heads out with her to find her a new home. They stumble upon the Shrine of Savras, an old, decrepit building surrounded by orcs and ogres. In a swift defeat, the courtyard and the outside of the building is cleared of enemies, and our party heads inside. Will they find more danger lurking within? Find out on this episode of Clickbait and Cauldrons.
Peeking through there, making sure that everybody is okay.
Did she see anything?
Do an investigation check.
Sick nasty.
That's higher than a dirty 20, I'm assuming?
If you let me do perception, then it's a 21. It would be, with investigation, it would be...
I bet she's pretty good at
19.
Investigation.
Okay. It'd be 19 investigation, 21 perception. Whatever you wanted.
Since you're kind of looking for things, I'm going to do it as an investigation.
Okay, 19.
And with that 19, you can see that, there's some crumbling pillars in here, and you see some bones on the floor.
Mm-hmm, gross.
But they're...
I don't see any people.
You can't see any people as of right now. Yeah, there's not much more that you can see in here without kind of going in and searching.
Okay. Well, she's going to stay here. Part of the rest of the party can go in.
Okay. So everybody else goes into kind of the main hall of this. And there's also the belfry above you in this hall. Kind of looks like a church. There's some stained glass window, kind of broken glass, kind of throughout this area. It used to be this very beautiful shrine to Savras, but is now no longer really much of anything. It's kind of just this old dilapidated building that maybe some orcs and ogres were staying in.
Sure.
You also see that they're... give me... I'm going to roll an investigation check for Holga. That is a 16. Well, minus one, so this is a 15. this is yours. Holga sees a couple of things. He can see that the bell has no rope in it, and it's very high up above you. The 40-foot high ceiling of this building. Other than that, you guys can roll an investigation check, or there are three other rooms as well in that you kind of lead to from here.
That can we lead... check out the bones?
Yeah, you can check out the bones.
Show me the bones.
Give me an investigation check on them.
11 is 14, 13.
13, they just look like humanoid bones. Most likely human bones because in the past there were...
Yeah, let's check out another room.
Okay. Do you want to go to the room on your right? Your
left? Are there windows that Elle could see in the room to the west?
Yes.
Does she see anything in there?
Let's roll her investigation check.
It's an 18.
In this room, you see that there are some moldy mattresses.
Gross.
Broken tables, chairs, and a fireplace. But it doesn't seem like there's much else in here, except for maybe a way to get to the roof if you wanted to get up there.
Cool. So... I guess the party can also look in there.
Yeah, they would see pretty much the same stuff. Yeah.
Okay, I want Elle... I mean, we're not in combat, so like movement doesn't really matter. So she's gonna walk around to the northeast corner now and look in the other window.
Okay, in this one over here.
Yeah.
Okay. In here you do another check.
Eat my absolute dust. That's a 16. I've beaten 15 on all of them. I'm a level 2.
In here you see this looks like a kitchen. Not much to
it. Dude, Mandy, these are the sweetest freaking digs.
Oh, really? You think so?
Yeah, dude. You got places to sleep in those mattresses. You got free furniture. You got a kitchen.
Yeah.
Look at these high ass ceilings. These are like 40-foot ceilings, bestie.
I could fly in here.
You could fly in. You could stretch.
Actually, I'm flying right now.
I know. This place is friggin' perfect for you.
Yeah, and that's all that you really see in here. And Mandy is ecstatic about this place.
Nice.
Look real quick.
Is that it? There's no fighting in here?
There's one more room that you guys can go into.
Where is it?
This one.
Oh, I didn't realize it was a room in the south.
Yes. There's an entrance room and then there's one more further south.
Once again, I think my love is going to run around the side.
Okay. Give me an investigation check.
Watch this be a bad one. It is the bad one.
Okay. Rolls up to the window and give me a stealth check.
Oof-da. 13.
Okay. Saves on the stealth check. They're not paying attention. But what she can see is that there are six orcs in this back room back here.
I think she looks back through the window at her brother like this. Audio medium people, I'm making a big eye face. And I think that immediately Merv casts a message and she goes, six orcs in the south room. And he relays it via message to the other party members.
Okay.
So I think since we have a surprise round, I think it would be smart to make sure Holgo knows this just because he has some area of effect stuff that the rest of us don't have.
Yes. And so Holgo then says, oh, yeah, let me listen to see if I can hear what they're saying. He puts his ear against the door, and he will roll a perception check. That is a 2. He doesn't hear anything that he can understand. Maybe it's some different dialect of Orcish that he just doesn't know. And he goes in here, and there is... the six orcs that are all standing... he doesn't go in. Sorry. Hold on. I was just narrating, not even paying attention to what I was saying.
Here's my Here's my idea, says Merv over message.
Okay.
You cast Earth Tremor while we're still outside. Because you can do area, you can do it from any point of your choosing, so you can just do it from 15 feet
in front. Yeah, you would have to do it from the door, but yes.
Well,
yeah.
I'm saying, like, you wouldn't have to open the door. You could just be like, all right, 15 feet dead south.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you, because you could knock people prone, right? That potentially knocks people prone.
Yeah.
Which could, you know, so blah, blah, blah. While they're like, whoa, kicking the door surprise round.
Sure. Yeah, so that's what he's going to do. So Holgo is going to cast Earth Tremor on these guys. And it is, well, I guess he doesn't do that. These are saves. So that was a 5 for one, a 15 saves, a 15 saves, a 16 saves, a 15 saves. Jeez. That was 5 of them? One more? 17 saves. Jeez. So only one gets knocked prone and takes 1d6 of bludgeoning. Which is 1.
Oh my god.
1 damage.
I'm taking it rolling away from you. I now play Holgo.
And so Holgo, I'm going to have them roll a group stealth check. Or a group perception check, and it's a 9. So they just think that it's the space, kind of the Earth doing it, with all the amount
of... Well, they just don't know they're being attacked.
Yes, exactly. They don't know they're being attacked. They didn't know that
was... What was that?
They didn't know it was a spell hitting them.
Sure.
So now you guys can do a...
kick in the door and get a surprise round.
Yeah. And they'll be in the surprise condition.
Yeah. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen... Let's roll initiative.
Hell yeah. So Merv is up first, and you have no more spell slots.
I have one more spell slot. I've cast Magic Missile twice, right?
Yeah, don't you only have 2 spell slots?
I have 3.
Oh, okay.
I'm a level 2. I have 3 spell slots.
Okay.
You can check up on that, though. I'm not great at this. Okay. I'm still not in the mood to cast one, though. So... I'm going to stay here and do Frostbite. Wait, am I within 10 feet of anybody? I don't know how close they were to the door.
Yes.
Okay.
Of 2 people.
Okay. I'm going to, on those 2 people, do Frostbite and Poison Spray. 1 on each.
Okay. You can't use 2 cantrips in the same round.
I can't?
No.
That's lame. Whatever. I don't want to use another spell.
You could use a melee attack.
Oh yeah, you're right, I can. I'm gonna Frostbite on one of them and hit the other one with my quarterstaff. I'm gonna cast Frostbite with my quarterstaff, turn around and just smack the other guy with it.
Okay. I'm gonna say the one that you smack is prone, so you get an advantage on that attack.
Sick. Okay.
And I'll roll a constitution. It's a 9. Plus, orc. What are orc's strengths? Nine plus 3 is a 12.
Does not save.
Okay.
Damn it. Yeah. 2, and then disadvantage on a 6 weapon attack. And now I get advantage on the prone one to hit with my quarterstaff. That's a dirty 20.
Okay. Roll damage.
4.
Perfect. And then that is all of the ogres, but we are in a surprise round, so Mandy is just going to come in and use her movement to fly to the back of the room. Just about makes it to the back.
I don't know how high she's flying. Does anybody get opportunity attacks on her for her doing
that? No, because it's a surprise round.
Oh, yes, you're right. Sorry. What a perfect time to go to the back of the room.
And is now going to roll a bite attack on one of them, and is an 8 plus 6 plus 5, and that just hits. It's a 13.
Perfect.
And then it's 1d8 plus 1d8 plus 3. Where's my d8? What's a d8 look like? Yes, thank you. So that's 7 damage. And is that going to roll another... Roll another bite attack and do 15. That hits plus
nice.
7.
Plus 3 is 10, right?
Yeah, so 10 damage on another one. Since they're right next to each other, they're like kind of in the same range. And then can do one more attack. And is going to ranged weapon attack on 14 hits. 1d8 plus 3.
Where are my d8s?
7 plus 3 is 10 on another one. So
bonkers.
You guys are getting messed up. And now it is Holgo's turn, and he is going to use Entangle. No, Entangle is a first level spell, and he doesn't have any spell slots left. He is going to Thunderclap. And so he is going to use his full movement to get to the back of the room, and then is going to cast Thunderclap. And Mandy is going to have to make a constitution saving throw.
Can he just not? Oh, well, she passes.
Yeah, she passes. And then the other, 5 feet in front of him? Okay. The other two, one passes, the other one does not. So, the one who does not pass takes 1d6 of thunder damage. Just 2 thunder damage. And then the other one passes. Does it say anybody that saves takes half?
Nope.
No? Okay. Cool.
That's Firefox?
Yes, now it is Firefox's turn, who has followed suit with Holgo, and Holgo is going to... Firefox is going to attack with Flame Seed on the one that didn't save, and is a 16, and it hits, and it's 1d6 plus 4. No, that's not a d6.
Nice.
5 plus 4 is 9 damage, and this guy goes down.
Nice.
And now it is Hillarin's turn.
Sure. How close is the nearest orc to the window?
The nearest orc to the window is 15 feet.
Okay, cool. Yeah, she's just gonna leap through the window.
Give me an athletics check, please.
11.
Okay, makes it through the window.
And then she's just gonna run up on this mofo with her short sword.
Okay.
With her magic short sword. A 12 to hit?
Does not hit.
God damn. Well, that's all. Well, I still have 15 feet of movement. Is she 15 feet from her brother?
Did her brother move? I don't think
so.
He
did not.
Yes, 15 feet from her brother.
Okay. She can't technically hide behind him, so she doesn't have cover, but she goes behind him anyway.
Okay, cool. And now it is Merv's turn.
All right, baby, let's go. Where is he? He's by the door, right? So he is going to... Has the last guy that got hit with frostbite, he hasn't done anything yet, right?
No, not yet.
Cool. He's going to hit a different guy with frostbite.
Okay.
Constitution save, please. My favorite.
15 plus 3, I think. 18.
God damn, that saves.
Yep.
Well, I'm not within range to hit anyone with a melee attack.
Yeah, you are.
I am?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't moved from the door.
Yeah, there's still two that are up by the door.
Okay, cool. I'll hit somebody with something. I don't know. My quarterstaff again.
Okay. Roll your...
It's okay. Wait, you know what? No, I take it back. I'm going to hit that other guy with... I'm going to try to hit that other guy with Frostbite again, not by casting the spell again, but by using Tides of Chaos to roll again. Right?
Oh, sure. Yeah, you can do that.
I'll hit the guy that I hit with Frostbite the first time.
Okay.
Well, actually, no. I don't want to kill him. I'll hit somebody else. I'm hitting somebody else.
Okay.
Hitting a different arc. And I'm using Tides of Chaos to roll that again.
Okay. 19. Cool. You definitely hit roll damage, which I think is just a
d6.
D8.
Mm-hmm.
Go off.
Three damage. Okay. Fuck you.
And
now the orcs get a real turn, huh?
Yeah, now the orcs get a real turn. So the orc...
There are five of them.
Yeah, five now. The orc closest to you is going to take...
Is that the one I just hit with my quarterstaff?
No, it's the one you hit with Frostbite. So he gets a disadvantage.
Two!
Two.
Fuck yeah.
So he does not hit, and that was his turn. Orc number two is the one you just hit with your quarterstaff, who has not been frostbitten. Rolls a 7 plus 5, so 12 to hit.
Doesn't hit.
Hey,
sorry, into the mic.
And then our third one is going to throw a javelin at Mandy. And 10 plus 5 hits, I believe. Yeah, it's 15. And then rolls.
How's Mandy doing?
Mandy's doing fine.
Okay.
I'm
so glad we didn't fight her. That
would've
been so dumb and bad.
It's 1d6 plus 3 piercing damage, so that's 4 piercing damage to Mandy. And that's the end of his turn. The other one is also going to roll a thing at Mandy. It's a nat 1, totally misses. He doesn't have a javelin anymore.
Is there one more?
There's one more.
Is he near me?
No, he's all the way at the other end of the room.
Yeah.
And he is going to swing at Holgo with a great axe. And that is an 18, definitely hits. And that 18, it's 1d6 plus 3, is 6 damage, 9 damage, so. And that is the end of all of their turns. And now it is Mandy's turn. And Mandy is going to roll a bite attack again, hits, and automatically kills the one that just hit Holgo, which is dope as hell. And then is going to use some movement, turn around, and hit another one with a bite attack. 10 plus, plus 5, so it's 15 hits. 1d6 plus 3. Kills another one.
That was Mandy?
Yep, and she has one more
girl.
One more attack.
Can I have a manticore as a familiar?
No. Oh. They're too big.
Well, that sounds mean.
That is a nat 1 and misses on that last one. So.
Alright, that's... Babe, you have done... Babe,
so
you have done more than
she has done more work than anybody else in this fight.
Free action yell. I am so proud of you.
Thank you.
Oh my god, I love her.
Thank you.
I love her so much.
And Mandy... That's the end of Mandy's turn, and it is now Holgo's turn. And Holgo is going to... Since both of the ones around him are dead, is now going to go... And Shillelagh, he grabbed a couple of sticks. Shillelagh's stick as a bonus action, and then roll an attack on one that hasn't gotten any damage yet. which is an 8 plus 6 is a 14 hits. So it's 1d8 plus 4, which is 5 plus 4. Cool. And that's what he does for his attack. And then Firefox is going to attack the same guy. 6 plus my... for 10 misses. So that is the end of his... Oh, wait. He can take another attack because he didn't... No, he moved. They both moved. So yeah, they're done. All
right. Can I get a lay of the land of what we're dealing with now?
There are now 3 orcs in the room. Mm-hmm. And 2 are in a line at the front, by closest to the door. And there's 1 in the middle of the room that's still standing.
All right. Elrin is going to... she's going to fire twice. Fire her short bow.
Go off, queen.
Short bow. 2 shots of the short bow. I'm pretty sure it's a hit both times.
Yes, it is.
Yes. 2 hits.
With okay.
Short bow.
Roll your damage.
4. This plus 6. 6 plus 6 is 12.
Okay, on 1 or on...
And these are being shot to the orc in the middle of the room.
Okay, all 12 damage to that one orc.
12 damage to that one orc.
And you murder it.
Oh, heck yeah. So many kills. On... Yeah, I think Mandy and Elrin have killed the most, for sure.
Yeah, Mandy just came in swinging, biting, literally. Biting, but...
literally swinging her terrible... What is that dinosaur called with a spiky tail? Somebody write in.
Spinios? No, I don't know what it is. Donkleosaurus or something?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Write in, let us know.
Please do.
In the mail.
Yeah.
Alright.
It is Merv's turn.
Alright. My man's gonna do a poison spray to one of them.
Okay.
Which is another constitution save.
Okay. Damn, 14 plus 3, save 17.
Damn. Shit. Cool. Guess we're gonna make another melee attack.
Okay.
Yeah. Alright, let's hit someone else with our quarterstaff. Sure.
Plus what?
Plus, 2 would be 12.
Does not hit.
Okay, have I used Tides of Chaos? Did I use Tides of
Chaos? Yes, you did.
Damn it.
Sorry.
Well, Murph just wildly swings at people.
Yeah, he's not very good at it.
Whiffs super fucking bad. That's fine. Everything's fine.
And then it is that orc you just swung at's turn.
Hell yeah.
And it is going to swing right back at you. And I'm just going to use your die. 15 plus 5 to hit.
You know what?
20 hits.
You know what? Yeah, go ahead and roll on that.
Okay.
Go ahead and roll on that. I'm not sure when I'm supposed to say that I have a reaction for it, but go ahead and
okay, this is the first great axe attack that has hit.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Any of them? 1d12.
I am ready
plus
for it.
3. That is a 3 plus 3 is 6.
Yeah, that's fine.
6 damage.
That's fine. And you know what? Suddenly, Merv's flame eyes just flick back on.
Okay.
And it's a hellish rebuke, baby.
Ooh, okay.
That is my last spell slot for a hellish rebuke. It's 2d10 unless he passes a dexterity saving
throw. 2d10, okay.
So a dexterity saving throw. That's a natural save. 2. That is a natural 2. Get ready to burn. Watch this be actually very bad. Get ready to burn. That's a 9 and an 8. It is so late in our apartment complex, I'm not going to yell, but that is a 9 and an 8.
That's 17. You would have killed that on one hit.
Yeah.
Boom, he's
17.
Dead.
17. Hellish rebuke.
Fire damage.
I wanted to use that this whole night.
And now we have 1 left.
Well, I don't have another hellish rebukes.
And that is now his turn, and he is going to attack L.
L is a little ways away, I think, isn't she?
Isn't she right behind Merv?
Oh. Well, no. Wait, yes, because yes. They're all by the door.
It was a nat 1, so he misses.
Oh, well. good. Does he have something else? He can either take movement or...
Oh, he can attack again. Yeah.
Sorry.
Not
to tell you to hit my
16 plus 5 is 21 hits.
Yeah, that does hit.
And it's another d12.
It's okay, she'll survive it.
It is 4.
Plus nothing?
Plus 3.
4 plus 3 is 7?
Yep.
Alright, she's still alive. Don't even worry about it. Literally don't even sweat.
And then now it is Mandy's turn.
Let's go, Amanda. There's only one left.
Amanda.
Her name's Mandark.
Mandark swings. 10 plus 5 hits.
Is this a range attack?
Yeah.
Thick, nasty.
Shoots one of her tail spikes for 1d8 plus 3 piercing damage, which is 5 piercing damage, and doesn't kill him.
That's okay, she's got, like, more attacks.
Yeah, does it again. Doesn't hit. Doesn't hit. That one might hit. No, that one doesn't hit. Oh, wait, hold on. Plus 5? It does hit. So it's 1d8 plus 3. 6 plus 3 is 9. Kills this last orc.
Sick.
And now you have a pile of 6 orcs.
Can we loot them? Anything interesting?
Yeah, you can loot them. There's they have great axes. And javelins, basically. That's all they have, really.
Yeah, we don't really need them.
No, those aren't really, really worthwhile.
Actually, I think Murray will take a couple javelins.
Okay. Can he use them?
Nope, never mind.
Maybe he doesn't.
Maybe he doesn't. I'm still learning how to play Dungeons & Dragons.
And so now that you're in this room, give me an investigation check.
I'm rolling 2 because I play 2 characters. That's a 16 plus 2 from L.
All right, L sees an altar in this room. Now that kind of action has subsided, that there are 6 stone pillars in here, you can also see this is very dusty in here. Hasn't really been not around, except for these orcs, but the orcs didn't really kind of touch much. They had just gotten here. There are also humanoid skeletons.
Damn.
That are in these priest costumes. They're in priest wear.
Cosplays.
And then there is a altar at the back of this thing underneath 4 stained glass windows.
Can I actually do an insight check?
Sure.
For both of them?
Sure.
Because I feel like investigation just keeps telling me the facts. Mm-hmm. And I want to know the vibes.
Sure. Yeah, you can get an insight check on this.
That's a 17. We're going to keep this with L.
Okay.
That is a 17 plus 4, 21.
Sure. L picks up some weird vibes in here.
What are the vibes?
Vibes of magic. You need to do an arcana check for it. Or we'll have Holgo do an arcana check. And that is a 5. He doesn't notice anything.
Well, I guess I'll have my other 2 do an arcana check. That's an 11.
And that one.
11 plus... That's Mervin. Uh-huh. I'll give that to Mervin. 15.
Okay, you can tell that there is... a decent amount of divination magic in here. That it's mostly by the altar. You can see a little bit. I think if you were to interact with the altar, you can maybe do a little bit more.
Can I, on my insight check, my 21 insight, tell how dangerous that would be?
Sure. On that 21 insight check, along with that arcana check, you can tell that it might be dangerous. It might not be.
Jeez Louise, Rick.
But you can go... you do notice on your investigation and your arcana stuff is that the altar's base isn't exactly touching the floor.
So now that I've done every single investigation check that I can muster, what options do I have?
Well, you can look at this. You can look at this altar and maybe see what you can do around it. You've already investigated it, so you can tell that the bottom of the altar is not touching the floor. But it looks like it might be pushable.
Yeah.
Do you do a strength? I'm gonna have Holger.
Yeah. He's probably the strongest.
He is the best strength of the group.
You know what's hilarious is one of my characters is 19 and the other one is 8, but they have the same strength.
That tracks with the characters, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's kind of a badass. He's kind of a weenie.
What happens is,
does he fail?
No, he can push through it. It's a 9. He might need some help. Like, if you were to get a help action.
Yeah, help action.
Okay. That is a 16. He pushes. It's a gig, then gets a 19. He pushes through, pushes this thing off of the floor, and you can see that it was, there is a small chest tucked inside a cavity in the floor.
Ooh, arcana check.
On this, yeah, do an arcana check.
Not good.
It doesn't feel very magical. You would have seen that on a higher arcana check anyway.
Merv kicks it open.
kicking it open, you see a key in the middle of it. Notified and called the mystery key. I'll give you a card about it later.
Sick.
And it there's also 57 gold pieces in here.
Oh boy, how did that divide up? Hey, Mandark, do you like gold or are you more just into like buildings and eating?
Oh no, I'm not a dragon. I hate gold. I just like buildings. I'm I was an architecture major.
Really? Where'd you go?
I ate an architecture major. I think I might have adopted his love for architecture. But no, gold. I'm not a dragon.
You are what you eat and everything. You are what you eat.
Huh? So
you are what you eat, and sometimes that's young students with a passion for design.
Exactly.
And engineering.
Exactly.
Let me.
And then that is kind of all you see in here. So, what do you guys do now that you have this, now that you have kind of cleared out this shrine?
Cool. Mandy, is there anything that you feel you need now? Or are you set?
No, I've got food. I've got a house now, I guess.
Oh, well, hey, thanks for being so freaking cool.
Yeah.
You're an absolute badass. And I'm super happy that we set up a good spot for you.
Yeah, I'm happy with this place. It seems pretty nice. I wish I could talk to people more often, but you know, you guys should come back to visit.
Do I have a crystal of either far speech or sending or anything?
No, you don't have any sending stones or anything like that.
Yeah, I'll just say, yeah, I mean, we're planning on adventuring out and about over the next few weeks. We'll make sure that if we swing by, we will make ourselves known so that you know it's us, and I hope we run into you again soon.
Yeah, don't do that weird loud voice again. That kind of scared me just a little bit.
You know what? Never again.
All right.
How do you feel about message? How do you feel about message?
What the fuck is going on right now? All right,
no message. That's fine. I'll just use my normal voice.
Okay, cool.
Bye, Mandy. I really, really respect your bloodlust.
Thank you. It's because I'm hungry.
Cool. they leave.
You guys...
The three of us go... I say three of us. I guess Mozilla's here. We go back to Adabra's house.
Okay. You head back to Umbridge Hill. And now you can talk to Adabra, maybe with a little less tension in the air.
Hey, fixed your mana core problem.
Oh, really? That's great. Thank you.
She's Southern.
Oh, really? That's great. Thank you.
totally. No problem. I really respect the way you were super cool during that. And you were really able to think clearly and with a lot of both foresight and hindsight, even though you were very stressed. So I really thank you for the composure that you have.
Well, thank you for getting rid of her. She was
She was a handful.
Definitely a lot.
Let me just tell you. Very spiky.
Yeah. So, here's the deal. There is a white dragon, which as we all know is the worst type of dragon.
Yeah, they can't handle their spies.
No. Can't handle the heat, those guys. That's why they're ice dragons.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why the manticore was here was because of the encroaching territory of the white dragon. Quite frankly, it is the opinion of both us and the taskmaster of Phandalin that living on the outskirts like this is just not safe right now. And you, just having received the overflow of the destructive power, not even the dragon, just the overflow of the dragon's path, have now a broken windmill. So I think that it would be the best idea for all of us for you to move into Phandalin.
Give me a persuasion check.
With advantage because my logic was so good?
Yes.
Yes! 12 plus 2 is 14.
Okay. She says, well, you know, I'm pretty happy here. I can rebuild my windmill. It's not like a storm hasn't broken it before. Because most of my work is out of my home. So I would much rather be here than I would rather be somewhere else.
What do you do?
Well, I'm an apothecary. I work in an apothecary's things. I make potions. I do all that kind of stuff.
Right, but I can imagine a lot of your clientele comes from Phandalin, right?
Yeah, most of them are from Phandalin. Some of them are from Neverwinter and all that kind of stuff. But most are from here. You go into town a lot? No, not really.
Have you been in a while?
Yeah, I mean, I probably went 3 months ago or something like that.
You would be shocked at the amount that it has grown with these, quite frankly, gentrifying hippies.
Mm.
Let me tell you something. Every day it grows. Every day a new fantasy anthropology. Every day a new fantasy Pier 1 imports. You wouldn't believe. Fantasy Jamba Juice? They got 8 on every block.
Jamba's Juice?
Fantasy Jamba's Juice?
Yeah, I went to the first one, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Those were pretty good.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't know. I'm a poor traveler, and I don't buy expensive smoothies that I could make on my own by just mashing up fruit myself. But, besides the point, every day more and more travelers are going to and through Phandalin.
The only issue with me moving into Phandalin is that my windmill, it grinds all of the apothecary goods. So I use it as a tool, not only as a home.
What do you grind that needs a windmill?
All of these big spell component items and things.
What do you grind that needs a windmill?
Herbs and
okay, herbs. We have mortar and pestles. Not even a problem. Don't even sweat.
But also like monster bones and sure. Stuff like that. Then I've tried mortar and pestle and that, and it only led to me almost losing an eye.
Right.
But it did not because sure. You know I have my two eyes right here.
Yeah, I can tell.
She pulls one out of her head.
I was gonna make a joke about how they're both brilliant in their own extremely unique ways. Sisters, not twins, those eyes.
And she says that she would, I don't want to do her voice anymore, she would rather run her business out of the windmill, because then she has nothing else left to do. And you can, I will say as the DM, to get out of this, like to finish this quest, mm-hmm. You can get the note of approval.
Right, I hear that, but I also don't want a poor apothecary woman to be murdered when the white dragon comes through.
Yeah, roll me another advantage, roll me another persuasion check with advantage.
18 plus 2, 30, 20.
Yep, she decides to go with you guys.
Cool, and you know what? You provide such a valuable service. I do not think it will be a problem to work with the people of Phandalin and the town master and whatnot to find either the means to create a new windmill or some sort of alternative energy for monster bone grinding.
Well, yeah, I would like that very much. I'd have to talk to the Taskmaster. Yeah, he's in charge.
There are hills much closer to Phandalin.
You're right. You know what I mean?
If we need to rebuild on one of those hills that's barely on the edge of town as opposed to 5 miles away.
Yeah.
That might be safer for you.
Yeah. As a thank you, I want to give you each one potion of healing.
Wow!
Just because you saved my home, even though I won't be living in it for much longer. But I prepared them up while you were dealing with Mandy, so...
And going back, we're not trying to kick you out of your home.
No. I'm planning on coming back every once in a while.
Right, it's just with the white dragon approaching.
Yeah. I'll
home base a little closer I could probably
cozy my way up with the Taskmaster or whatever.
Sure.
He seems like a jovial man. I haven't talked to him in a while. Maybe get a room at the inn. And so she is convinced, and you guys head back to Phandalin. And I think that's where we're going to end this session.
Can we get our shit from him?
Oh, yeah, of course. So you all head back to Phandalin. By the time you are kind of back on the road, it is almost nighttime. So Adabra does offer you guys to stay in her windmill
we can push through and we can
for find, the long rest.
We can find rest in Phandalin.
Okay.
It's dangerous out here.
Okay. And you guys walk back.
It's only 5 miles.
Yeah, it's not very far. So you guys walk back and you are now back in Phandalin. And it is Phandalin at night. Taskmaster is not.
Yeah, let's stay at an inn.
Okay. And so with the inn, you guys will then have to pay 10 gold pieces for one room.
What?
Yep.
No, that's insane.
3 gold pieces for one room? I don't know how much it's supposed to cost.
I'm haggling right now. Well, if a whole quest, a whole, like, big old murder quest is, like, 25 gold pieces, 10 pieces for a hotel room.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, maybe 3 gold pieces then.
Yeah, that's fine. We got it.
So you guys get a room for the night.
They can do whatever they want. The Bloodbanes are sharing a room.
I think Holgo might go into the forest and just do what he did the night before.
That's fine.
And then meet up back outside of the townmaster's hall tomorrow.
Nice.
And you guys meet back up. Adabra gets a room in the inn. And you guys go and talk to her for talk to the taskmaster about getting your prize. All
right, let's rock and roll.
Welcome back, everybody. Trying out a new accent today.
I love that about him. I love the way he's so fluid in his nationality.
He really tries his best. I've got a couple new quests for you guys today. But I'm glad that you finished this one. Here is 25 gold pieces.
Thank you, for sweetheart. You.
And you guys can split. We'll do 24 gold pieces just to balance it out easier. So it's 8.
Easier. What's that? 8 a piece?
Yep.
Nice.
And then you guys are basically done. And he says, "Well, I do have a couple more quests that I can give you."
Alright.
You know, since you guys are my biggest fans, I might have some other quests that I don't show everybody. If you want to come into my office in the Townmaster's Inn, or Townmaster's Hall, I can show you a little bit more fun things to do. And that's where we're going to end our session.
Yay!
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We are going to be back next week with another thrilling episode of Ice Spire Peak. If you enjoyed this one, why don't you tell a friend about us? That would really help us get the word out and allow us to make more episodes. You can follow the show over on Instagram at clickbaitcauldrons, no and no spaces. We are going to be posting some highlights of different episodes on there, so be on the lookout for that. If you'd like to follow me, I'm on all social media at mlcoat13. And if you want to follow Bryn, head on over to her TikTok, which is at Bryn Jones, and the rest of her social accounts are linked on there. Thanks again for listening, and see you next time.